last.
We're at halftime, and the score is 21-3. West Plains on top of Springfield Glendale. How about some scores here from the first half of games tonight around the area? Let's see. Some of the scores we have, and we'll work our way backward here. Waynesville leads Parkview 14-0 at halftime. Kickapoo is kind of putting it on Camdenton, 28-14 at the near the half. Other partial scores, Nixa beating Neosho 26-17. Ava, who, you know, people have been saying they're going to be pretty good this year, and they're blanking Stratford at the half, 22-0. And Stratford ain't bad. And let's see, how about this? Who would have thought Branson is beating Carthage 21-7 in the first half of that ball game? But I would emphasize that game is not over. And let's see, how about this? Rogersville is only down 1 to Lamar, 7-6 at halftime. Don't think anyone saw that coming, but again, still more football to be played there.
Lamar, they're just good every year, aren't they?
Oh,
it's reload.
And you've seen their facility, their school, their facility, and everything they've got over there. Carthage, it may have been Coach Simpkins I was talking to about that a little bit earlier. If you want to see a palatial school and facility, you ought to see what Carthage has. If you've never been there before, Nix's sort of like that. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's where that investment came from. So 21-3 is the halftime score. We'll take another break here. We'll come back in just a moment and go over the scoring from the first half. It didn't start very good for West Plains, but the first half turned out to be a good one, and the Zizzers led last week by 10 at the half. Now this week they lead by 18. We'll come back in 3 minutes on KDY.
My mother recently got a knee replaced at Ozarks Healthcare. They were concerned about her pain before, during, and even after the procedure. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment visited with us before she went home and made sure we had all the supplies she needed to keep her comfortable through the entire healing process. They were fast, friendly, and very thorough.
For durable medical equipment in your home, rely on Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
Hey, Zizzer fan, tonight, after the game, tune in to the Fox 96.9 for The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about tonight's game, hand out game balls to deserving players, and give them the recognition that they deserve. It's every Friday night after the games on the Fox 96.9. It's The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains and Kubota have teamed up to save you money on the L-Series Kubota tractor packages, like the L2501, the L2502, and the L3901. Now through October 31st, get zero down, 0% interest for 84 months on dependable Kubota tractors at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Don's Auto Service makes sure their expert staff gets you the best and most qualified information on your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
It's back to the field for more Scissor football action on Hot Country KDY.
Some more halftime scores. Our halftime score is West Plains 21, Glendale 3. Other games tonight, the Houston Tigers are up big on Fayette. They lead by a score of 48-6. Boy, Marionville really laying it to Willow Springs, 64-6.
At halftime?
Well, it can't be much past halftime if it, it is.
Be a quick second half there.
Also at halftime, Adrian with a lead over Liberty, 18-14. Our score again, 21-3. Next week we'll be at Hillcrest High School in Springfield, and the Scissors will hopefully be trying to go to 2-1 when they play the Hornets. I wanted to mention and say thank you to three young, well, actually there's four of them, four young men as I was coming in the gate tonight. I did something stupid when I was out working in the yard last night.
Really?
Sustained what they call that high ankle sprain deal. And I'd heard of that, you know, in the past and didn't give it much thought. It just must be an ankle sprain. No, I've had a sprained ankle.
This is different.
This is a horse of a different color and a different breed. So I had about three big bags I was going to have to lug up here, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it or not. I had these four boys that just kind of materialized out there, and I asked them if they would do that for me, carry the bags up here. They said, sure, no problem. And I wish so much that I'd have got their names so that I could mention them on the radio, but they know who they are, and I really, really appreciate it. They did me a big favor tonight.
Did you tip them?
Yeah, I told them, I said, look, to beat traffic, you need to leave with about 7 minutes
okay,
to go.
Okay.
No, they, you know, kids do so many good things that they don't get credit for.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you just talk about usually
the bad stuff.
The bad stuff.
Right.
But, you know, kids do so much more that's good than negative. And I really did appreciate that and an indication of the kind of kids that we've got around here.
You know, we were up at Glendale. I tagged along with you guys up there last year, if you remember. And,
yep.
You know, even the kids up there were nice and polite. I mean, it was the end of the game. That was a good ball game there last year. Do you remember they had us up on the roof up there at the press
box?
And their facilities are anything like what we have here.
Right.
I remember it kind of started raining that night and we were up there. And it was.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, it was. But it was a long night. Paul, I go with Paul so he can find his way home. But anyway.
You know, with the Springfield schools, they. And I was just thinking here while you were talking. We, you know, as far as from our standpoint, we get treated so good at all of the Springfield schools.
Right.
In particular, Kickapoo is just, they just go above and beyond. Glendale will, you know, help you out as well, plus Parkview and the Hillcrest next week. We get such great cooperation from those folks in Springfield. And I sent last year after a ball game up there, I'd sent one an email to thank them for their help and hospitality.
Right.
That's really appreciated, you know. We really do appreciate that.
Well, this place, you know, they've remodeled the press, or not remodeled, but built this new press box here. Like I said, this field opened in 1974. Until a few years ago, that was the original press box they had here, and it was pretty small. You probably remember that.
But I've been in it many times.
Our facilities have really improved here.
Oh, and that brings up another thing that I wanted to mention here before we go to our next break, Nate. Ashley Cooley is the activities director now.
Yes.
For West Plains School, Dr. Cooley.
Dr. Cooley.
She is the activities director. She's not the athletic director. She's the activities director because Misha has added debate and chorus, things like that under the purview of Misha. And so
I always thought it was under that umbrella, but you're saying that it's something new. I always thought it was kind of covered with that. But
I always did too, but
it's not. It wasn't obviously.
That's what she was telling me. So
There's a lot to do in that. Position.
Oh man! Oh man! So as activities director, she has far more stuff to try to keep up with, you know, than folks have in the past. But she does. She's doing a great job trying to just stay on top of everything. And the school year is up and running.
Right.
We've got so many other activities that are going on, both athletic and otherwise. Volleyball season is here, and kids are running cross country. Summer
went by fast, didn't it? It just seems like it does. But
well, I'll tell you what, the last couple of weeks of August didn't go by very fast.
It was hot, wasn't it, last week?
It was H-O-T, warm all across here, but it looks like... And by the way, happy Labor Day weekend to everybody. You getting out and going to the lake this weekend?
No, probably won't go to the lake. I might go to the river.
That'd be time well spent.
Right. Play a little golf, probably. Who knows?
Or may take a nap.
Might. We got good fireworks here, Harlan.
We really do. Good fireworks display here for the home opener for the fans to enjoy. Well, we will take our next break and come back and check some more scores and get ready for the second half. It's been a good one for the first half. West Plains 21 and the Glendale Falcons 3. We're back in 3 minutes on KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Jubb with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
Hey, Zizzer fan, tonight, after the game, tune in to the Fox 96.9 for The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about tonight's game, hand out game balls to deserving players, and give them the recognition that they deserve. It's every Friday night after the games on the Fox 96.9. It's The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt, and I look forward to hearing from you.
It's not enough to merely own land. You need to own it, too. The Coyote Canine UTV helps you own the land you own. Hear the difference? Owning the land sounds like this.
Well, son, someday you'll inherit my land.
But owning it sounds like... You see, owning is...
Sign here, and here, and here.
But owning is more. Yeah, the rugged Coyote Canine UTV. Coyote, we dig dirt. So stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Driving in the fall and winter months can be challenging. You never know what Mother Nature will bring each day. Make sure your tires have plenty of tread. Give Wilbanks Tire a chance to sell you a new set of tires. Once you buy a set of tires from Wilbanks Tire, you can come in anytime for free tire rotation for the life of your tires. So once a customer of Wilbanks Tire, you will always be a customer of Wilbanks Tire. Wilbanks Tire, 201 West 2nd Street in West Plains.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
All right, we're at 21-3 at halftime. West Plains on top. This is the way the game has gone so far. In the first possession of the game, Glendale just marched it right down the field with their passing game. They connected on a 47-yard pass, which set up a field goal from 29 yards out to make it 3-0 by Trevor Heeman. And the game stayed that way until the second quarter, and West Plains got rolling. At 8:48, a 39-yard touchdown pass from Isaiah Jones to Ryland Kinslow to make it 7-3. At 4:14, a 27-yard touchdown pass from Jones to Kinslow again made it 14-3. And at 3:38, a 5-yard touchdown run by Remy Wilson after a botched punt attempt and an interception gave West Plains the ball inside the 5-yard line. Remy took it in to make it 21-3 here at the half. So things didn't start real well, but like Mike Renfro was pointed out, our defense really played much better and did a good job taking away that outside passing game that they like to go to so much. We just got people around the ball a lot.
Yeah, we just got to the ball quick. And we started getting a little pressure on them, too.
with a three-man rush.
We weren't doing that. Judd, he was, I think he's kind of the spy guy, and he was coming in there, and he made a couple good hits on their quarterback, which changes up everything when you do that, put that pressure on them.
We have in other scores tonight, we've got a score here of earth-shaking proportions. Branson is up on Carthage 28-7.
Wow.
In the third quarter. And what else do we have? Webb City beating Carl Junction by 7, 28-21. That's a little more of a game you would
really have. They really have some good football in the western part of the state, Joplin area.
You ought to go to a game over at Webb City some night when they're playing Carthage, you know,
right,
somebody like that, and just see the crowd.
The atmosphere.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's like you're at a college game almost.
What are you doing over there? You're supposed to be announcing these games.
Well, this was several years ago.
No, I'm just kidding.
But same time, it's quite an experience. Lebanon is beating Hillcrest 49-0 at halftime, so they'll get home early tonight. Let's see if we've got anything else new here. Down the line we go, and really, that's about it. No changes in the scoreboard from some of the previous scores, so we'll leave that as it is. 21-3 is our score at halftime. Next week, we're at Hillcrest.
Are the Hornets any good this year, or are they about the same as always? Or that was a shake of the head, no.
They are struggling,
got it,
to say the least. But they've had a tough start to the season schedule-wise. Well, they're ready to go out here, it looks like. So if we could just get the officials
ready. Got a
minute to go. Yeah. Well, let's take our last break. We'll come back with the opening kickoff to the second half in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
HirschEquipment.com. This is a game changer for anyone looking for equipment. That's because all of Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply's equipment inventory is now listed on one site. You can find tractors, lawn equipment, trailers, livestock equipment, pre-owned inventory, and more. In fact, you can go to the site and get a quote and get the value of your trade. Now, there's no reason to put it off. Get what you need today with the help of HirschEquipment.com.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
We've got lots of folks watching the live stream tonight. We appreciate that.
Did they tell you how many are watching that?
Last check, and I was just looking here, and 170 folks.
That's not bad. As the weather turns colder, there's probably more.
From here to Paducah, Kentucky.
That's probably Roger Good down there.
Here we go, second half, ready to roll. And it'll be West Plains getting the ball first. Boy, it would be really good to march down and put another one in the end zone to start the half here. But what will happen? It'll be...
Don't get greedy, Harlan.
Let's see. We're going to have... doing the kicking from here, it would appear. Their kicker is Lucas Rich. Hard to tell. But anyway, West Plains will have deep receivers inside the five. Briggs Houston is back in the middle with Rylan Kinslow and Lance Norton. Now, there's a big gap between the front line and the second line there, so got to be watching for that little pooch kick down the middle. And their kicker, Glendale's kicker, is Bryce Fell, who is a junior. We've been ready to go for about 2 minutes here, but
we still got a minute and 12 on the clock, counting it down. I guess that's what we're waiting on. Looked like they could fast forward that.
You would think so, since we're ready. Kickapoo is playing tonight.
I think they're pretty good.
They are not bad. And plus, Kickapoo's quarterback Tylan Mabins transferred to Glendale, but I don't think
he's... I like this guy that's playing tonight. He's a pretty good athlete.
He was a wide receiver last year, and they turned him into a quarterback.
I don't know. That's a whole different discussion of what's going on there.
If you were just handing the football off and stuff like that, running
you could do that.
Standard offense, I did do that.
Okay.
That's why they let me play quarterback. But there wasn't much to it, you know, and there's not much to that. But this is a whole different thing that they do at Glendale.
That's kind of like when Herschel Walker played. They just turn around and hand it to Herschel.
As they should have.
Yep.
Fellas ready to go. Is anyone else ready?
They're 9 seconds left.
Scissor fans are standing up ready for the kickoff to start the second half. Let's see if we can get some field position here.
Get to the clock.
There we go. Here's the approach. The kick.
Wrong side. No.
Yep, and
it.
It's fielded. Terrific job handling the ball up front by Brickman, and it'll be first and ten for West. Thank you very much.
You know, if he hadn't caught that, that would have went out of bounds anyway, but I'm glad he caught it.
That's
ball
better.
Is hot.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, that is not easy.
No.
What he did, he made a great play, and that gives his team a 52-yard field to play on to start the second half.
I'm not sure about that call, but whatever.
I've never been a fan of short kicks.
Not on the second half, but.
First and 10 in the backfield, Remy Wilson with the quarterback, Isaiah Jones. The snap, option play to the right, quick pitch to the right. Remy takes a big hit, keeps going, and goes out of bounds at the 47-yard line and the West Plains sideline there.
How excited.
Yeah, they're giving him the.
I'm not sure who got the best end of that hit, but he's wobbling a little.
Gave him the attaboy there at the end of it. Way to go. Second down and 6 from the 48 of Glendale.
You know, football's changed so much, Harlan. Really, the running back's the only guy you can't hit anymore.
Never thought about it, but you got a good point.
I mean, at the higher levels, they're still missing stuff in high school, of course. But in the NFL, they don't let you touch the quarterback anymore.
Oh, no, those guys make way too much money to hit. Another running play. This time the ball, it's blown up in the backfield. I didn't even see who had the quarterback, Jones. He didn't even have time to hand the ball off. He was dropped in the backfield for a loss of 4.
I think the Tennessee recruit got him that time.
Boy, somebody was back there. Quick. So third down and 10.
I believe I'd put him out there catching passes too.
I don't know what you'd do with him once he caught it.
Stone hands, he probably can't catch.
All right, it's third down and 10. Back to throw. Blitz up the middle. Passes high, caught.
Be a little short.
It's going to be short of the first down, though, at the 46-yard line.
Okay, I would punt here.
Ryland Kinslow. Boy, did he ever make a dandy catch on that first touchdown tonight.
He did.
And he made a really good catch on that high throw there.
He got some air in it. Yeah, I would like to see him punt, and I think they are.
You're not going to be disappointed as Isaiah Jones limps back to kick the football. He took a big shot on the play before. He'll stand back at his own 42-yard line.
Let's try to kick it to one of the corners.
Here's the snap. Kicked it away.
Nope.
Almost blocked.
Good
bounce.
Kick. Bad kick.
Out of bounds.
About 10 yards of net on that, 15.
They're going to mark that out at the 23-yard line, I think. And if that be the case, only about a 27-yard kick. But Glendale will have to go 73 yards to get in the end zone here.
We didn't take advantage of that field position at all. We don't want to get complacent here. We want to keep playing. Don't play not to lose.
There's 22 and a half minutes to go in the ball game.
Right.
Lots can happen. And now we'll see how Glendale's adjusted at halftime to West Plains defense. First down from the 23.
Well, looks like
Dieter throws underneath. Pass is caught, but it's not going to be worth much. Maybe a yard, two at the most. Oh, it's going to be incomplete.
I'm shocked they came out passing, aren't you?
I didn't see that coming. So I asked Mike before the game over and under on number of passes and the number being 60. I don't know. We've got to be over halfway there.
At least.
Theater has it. Running to the right. Gets up to the 30-yard line. Moves the pile up near 34. That'll be a first down for the Falcons. 10:15 to go in the third quarter. 21-3 West Plains. And the thing that West Plains has to contend with, playing so many people on both sides of the ball, you need to maintain this lead because you're going to get a little tired late in the game.
It's a fast pace. I mean,
Rex Dieter looks right, throws right, ball caught to the right,
yards.
To the 43, close to but not quite a first down.
This is reminding me of their opening drive.
Yeah. Well, they're going to give him a first down, really? I didn't think it was that close.
I thought he was about a yard short.
So did I.
He gave him a good spot.
First and 10, 44-yard line of Glendale. Back to throw. Dieter looks, throws left. Ball is high, and it is a missed tackle in the flat. 50-yard line, a hit down at the 47-yard line. Now, that should not be a first down. And again, it'll be a 9-yard gain and be second down and one. Nearly had him behind the line of scrimmage there.
We caught up to him, but we just didn't finish it.
We'll have four wide to the right, one to the left. Dieter rolls to his right, flag down, we'll have a hold. And now Dieter will be hit in the backfield and drug down for a loss of three on the play.
Is that from the spot, the penalty?
Should be. Alex Judd back there. Helping out on the tackle that time on the quarterback. But we'll get the official's official
holding call.
Call holding from about the ball. Let's see, the flag was at the 45, so we'll probably move that back to the 35-yard line.
45.
Oh. Okay, so they'll move it back inside the 45. That's right, to the 43. Second down now. 12 to go. Back to throw. Pressure on the quarterback. Middle screen. That ball is caught. And up the middle they'll go and get across the 50 to the 49-yard line. Rick Houston came up along with Judd to make the stop. So they get it back and get it across midfield. They need three for a first down.
Scoreboard says a yard. No, it changed it.
And now a flag goes down and the ball was snapped quick.
Illegal procedure.
On third and three, and obviously Glendale was not set on the play. Illegal procedure moves him back five. They've had a bunch of
penalties. A lot of short penalties.
Back to the 46-yard line now. Third down, 8 yards to go. Clock running, 8.5 to go in the third quarter. And again, I thought I heard a whistle. Now throw Dieter down the sideline. Man is open. It's incomplete.
Good
tremendous.
Coverage. Very good coverage.
Coverage. Ryland Kinslow running step for step. Kept up with the wide receiver. And the ball was overthrown. There's nowhere for that ball to get in. That was good coverage.
He was step for step with him.
And now the Falcons will have to punt. If this were a tighter game, they might think about going for it, but down by 18, they can't give up great field position again, and now West Plains gets players off the field in time before the kick. Here's the kick. Punt is away. Pretty good kick. Fair catch. Kinslow has it at the 22-yard line.
We traded punts.
People will say, well, that you take a chance there by catching the ball. You might fumble the ball. Well, you might also watch it roll down to the 1 yard
line. That's right. So. You got to run up and catch it. That came right. That was a decent punt. It came right to him. But he always hated that when they'd run away from it and it'd bounce another 15, 20 yards.
Well, so far tonight, Dawson Howell, the big fullback for West Plains, hasn't had many chances. We'll see if he gets a few more chances here in the second half. He's going to be in the backfield lined up in the I formation up with Wilson behind him. Motion man from left to right. Handoff, Wilson gets a lead block from Howell, gets it up to the 23, maybe 24-yard line. Gain of two, second and eight. Down to 7:45 to play in the third quarter. Be nice to milk some of this clock down.
It would, but we gotta keep rolling also. We need to get the snap off here. We're going to get another delay.
Here's a snap. Back to throw it. Jones. Caught underneath. It. Caught by Briggs Houston. Really good catch. And that's enough for a first down at the 33-yard line. And West Plains will get a new set of downs on that.
Briggs is a nice-looking athlete. He's about 6'5", 6'6", isn't he?
He's about 6'6". Tell you what, he was something last week. Lamar now leads Rogersville 13-6. That's still a tight game. And let's see if we got any other local games. I'm not seeing any updates on that front just yet. Here we go. On first and 10.
Zone?
Scoreboard guy. He's really good. Here's a handoff left, and that's going to be Norton. He'll get two up to the 35-yard line.
6:50 left in the third. Moving on. Halfway through.
I think Coach Wyatt may be of the same mindset. Try to run the ball as we can, when we can, but this team can throw the football when you have to, and
they're
not afraid to do that. Here we go on about second down and eight from the West Plains 35. Zizzers on offense with an 18-point lead. Pass out to the flat, caught by Briggs Houston, and a great, great open field tackle over there. That was very well played. Hard to pick up these light numbers for Glendale, but on the tackle that time was Darian Washington, a senior defensive back. They sniffed that play out pretty fast. Now it's going to be third down and 10. Clock still moving. Out of the spread set. Jones back. He looks over the middle. Throw over the middle is incomplete.
Got picked off.
Kind of in between Briggs Houston and Rylan Kinslow, and that'll stop the clock at 5:38, and West Plains will have to punt the football away.
We burned a little clock there.
We did. And now let's see if we can get the punt away. You would think perhaps that Glendale will really come after this.
We've got a late player coming on. He forgot he's on the punt team, didn't he?
He got reminded. Isaiah stands at his 20. Has a rush. Gets the ball away.
Oh.
As they run into the kicker again, and the ball will hit and be downed across the 40-yard line, and Isaiah's a hobbling a little bit.
Limping off the field.
So, Glendale will have possession at their own 38-yard line. First and 10 with 5:28 to go.
How we stopped them last time.
Timeout on the field with 5:28 to go in the third quarter. The score, West Plains 21, Glendale 3. Back in a minute on KDY.
My mother recently got a knee replaced at Ozarks Healthcare. They were concerned about her pain before, during, and even after the procedure. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment visited with us before she went home and made sure we had all the supplies she needed to keep her comfortable through the entire healing process. They were fast, friendly, and very thorough.
For durable medical equipment in your home, rely on Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment at 1703 West 8th Street in West Plains. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment cares. It's in their name.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. Growing up here in the Ozarks, my grandfather and dad both taught me the true meaning of an honest deal that always ended with a handshake. So visit Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains, where a handshake still means something.
find new roads today.
Back at Zizzer Stadium, first and 10 for Glendale, and they'll take it to the right side that time across the 40-yard line, and a gain of about 3, maybe 4 yards, and that'll bring up second down and about 6 for the Falcons, who, I'll tell you, we kept them out of the end zone for the first 29 minutes of the game. That's actually over 30 minutes of the game. That's pretty good. Back to throw it again. On second and 6, Dieter rolls left. He looks left, throws it over the middle. That ball is caught, and a tackle made immediately in the secondary, but not before a first down.
Had too much time there.
Gain on the play of about 16 yards, and it's first down for Glendale with 4:55 to go. This game's a long way from being over. Back to throw again. Pressure from the outside, and they're going to get him for a sack in the backfield. Good timing, good call on the defense.
They dialed that up, didn't they?
Yep. Terrific job.
Who's number 14?
14 is Landon Bryan. Landon Bryant, another sophomore. I don't know how many sophomores that we've mentioned through the course of the game tonight. Big loss on the play. Eight-yard loss. Now screen play on the second down play, and nothing's going to go there. Maybe a loss of another yard. As West Plains had that inside screen covered.
All right, third and 18.
Judd on the stop that time. Along with Dallas Roberts. So now they're going to say a gain of a couple. Third down and 16. Three-man rush. Roll right, set in the pocket. Dieter throws it deep down the side. That ball is tipped away and incomplete. Another really good defensive play in the secondary.
I'm glad they're not just picking us to death on this pass interference stuff. They could call it on every play if they wanted to.
Briggs Houston on the stop or on the deflection that time. That was a great big orange
moon.
Almost looks like a harvest moon.
It's been a super moon or something here lately.
So now they line up, the Falcons line up to punt with 3:48 to go in the third. Fourth and 18. And they're getting a guy on late. Here's the kick. It's away, a low line drive kick.
Catch it.
Gonna let it go, and it's going to go inside the 5, down to about the 3-2-yard line.
That's what we just talked about.
Yep.
That thing hit about the 20, didn't it?
About. Skipped
down there.
It wasn't directly toward the receiver, but, that's why you feel those punts. And about an 18-yard difference there. And I'm sure that Glendale is thrilled with that, so they're going to look.
If we don't move the ball, they're going to get good field position. So that's what they were shopping for there.
So let's see how West Plains wants to come at them right here. It would not surprise me. See where Briggs Houston lines up. He's going to be in the slot left.
For something here.
Yeah, they may run a little play action. They're going to run it right up the middle. And Lance Norton will pick up a yard, maybe two. Oh, that was Dawson Howell, perhaps.
I think Glendale knew that was coming.
Dawson Howell with the carry. Short yardage, maybe a yard. Second down and long. The one thing when you run that I formation is if you're on defense, you can't just blow up through there because you've got a pretty good chance that it's going to be a running play, and you've got to read it first, and that doesn't allow them to get as much pressure. But now spread formation. Remy Wilson in the backfield, four wide, back to throw it.
Get out.
Isaiah steps up in the pocket, breaks pressure, gets across the 5 up near the 8-yard line. So that was a good play. Gain of 5, and he's still a hobbling with 2:40 to go.
Third and 3? Oh, they didn't get as much as I thought they did.
It'll be third down and close to 5 for a first down. Isaiah comes to the near sideline, gets the play with 18 on the play clock. Again, we'll have this time two wide left, one to the right with a single running back. back there with Isaiah Jones. Here's the snap, and he'll go left with the option. Keep it, be slung down for a loss of three. Back at the five-yard line, and there's that guy.
Yeah.
Making the tackle was Kellen Lindstrom.
That's why he's going to Tennessee.
I think I'd run the other way, but that's just me. You know.
Well, he kind of did, but he got over there.
So now it's fourth down. And they might come for a block, but then again, they'd probably be better off to just play for the return here.
13's having trouble getting on the field. He did that last time.
Ready to go. Snap, good. Pressure block. Yeah, and that ball is going to be
still alive.
That ball, I think, ricocheted off the goalpost, and it's covered.
Touchdown.
And
we got a flag.
I think that should be considered out of the end zone.
What's the flag for?
That I didn't see. Well, they did come after it, and they did block it.
That thing did ricochet off the goalpost.
It did. It came back, and it was covered in the end zone. Now the officials are talking to each other and saying, I've never seen that before. What do we do with this? And they'll find the guy with the most experience and put it on him and say, what are we going to do with this?
Well, the Glendale guy says holding on us, but safety probably.
The safety actually wouldn't be bad.
No. Holding against us.
So what's the result of the play going to be? Coach Heeman comes out.
They're marking it like a touch. They're marking it the PAT line.
Holding against West Plains is declined. It's a safety.
Safety.
And so West Plains will kick the football from the 20-yard line. And the lead is 21-5. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
Pepperoni just makes everything better, don't you think? Right now, Domino's Pizza in West Plains and Mountain Grove has a mix and match deal. Choose any two or more items, including the new pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread, for only $6.99 each. Try the tasty sensation with pepperoni stuffed in Domino's yummy cheesy bread. Domino's in West Plains and Mountain Grove with pepperoni stuffed cheesy bread. Domino's. Oh, yes, we did.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
You do it long enough, you think you've seen everything, but right. Mike, I've never seen a block punt
off the goalpost.
Off the goalpost, come back into play, but it results in a safety. And Glendale now trails 21-5, and they'll get the ball back. So West Plains will tee it up and kick it away from the 20.
So I couldn't tell, but I guess we obviously covered it in the end zone.
Well, they covered it in the end zone.
But they called it a safety.
Well, they did.
Because the goalpost, it's not out of bounds.
No, I believe it. Actually, I think it is. Here's the kick. Low line drive will be caught at the 37-yard line. They could get a return out of this. They'll turn it up middle of the field and get it to midfield, and it'll be first and 10. So Glendale will have a short field, 50 yards to go for a score.
I don't like the way the momentum switched here. We've came out a little flat in the third quarter.
Kind of taking
which is expected a little bit.
Kind of taking the foot off the gas, but of course you want to use time as much as you can. But now it's a two-touchdown, two-point conversion football game. This will be a pretty big series right here to determine what kind of fourth quarter we're going to have. Three wide left, two to the right. Dieter, the quarterback, takes a snap, low snap, steps up, looks right, throws right. That ball is caught.
Short
gain of four on the play. Really good coverage on the far sideline that time for West Plains.
Number 30.
Well, actually, that, as I got to see his number after he walked from behind a couple of players, that was late Landon Bryant. Second down, six. Flags are down.
Another flag.
So we have a penalty flag on the field, which stops the clock with 49 seconds left
in the
third. Illegal
procedure.
So a penalty will make it now second down, about 11. You know, last week, Bolivar's sideline, I don't know how many kids they had dressed out. I mean, it was.
Yeah, Paul was saying they had a gob.
Huge number. Glendale may have a few more than us, but not that many.
No.
But they platoon.
We seem to be down a little this year.
Back to throw it. Dieter steps up the pocket, rolls right, fires it down the middle, and that ball is deflected and incomplete. I don't know what adjustment West Plains defense made, but it was certainly the right one. They've got their hands on
a lot of
passes.
We were just breaking on the ball better than we were. We were just kind of, I hate to say, standing around there in the first quarter, first series, but we're moving to the ball a lot better than we were.
I think that's exactly right. Third down, 11 from the Glendale 49-yard line. Three receivers
and
to the left.
From the corner.
Back to throw it. Pressure up the middle. Steps up, steps over. Now throws the ball down the right side. That ball is caught and completed at the 17-yard line for a first down. It was just a matter of time until somebody was able to
catch that,
get open down the field. And the reception that time for the Falcons, their slot man on that side was Lucas Rich. And now, first and 10 from the 17. The quarterback, Dieter, scrambles around, buys time, rolls right, gets to the sideline, throws that ball out of bounds. With 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. So it's second down, 10, 17-yard line of West Plains. The wide side of the field is the near side as Glendale goes from south to north and right to left.
It's just hard to keep containment or coverage on these guys as much time as he has to throw the ball.
Back to throw it. Looks left, steps up the pocket, now buys him some time, rolls out, has pressure. Guy missed, the second guy didn't, and Alex Judd, I believe, was the guy that got up there and made the tackle. Yep, I do believe 41 got him, and that's the end of the third quarter. So West Plains going to the fourth with a lead of 16 over Glendale, 21-5. Back in a minute on KDY.
If you own one truck to a fleet of trucks, TLG Peterbilt understands that when you have one broke down, it's more than lost time. Here at TLG Peterbilt, uptime all the time means we have the right parts for all models of trucks and trailers to get your truck back on the road and your drivers home for the game. Hey, this is Damon with TLG Peterbilt in Willow Springs. We proudly support our West Plains Zizzers. Visit us at tlgtrucks.com or on Highway 60 in Willow Springs.
The switch is on to the Medicine Shop Pharmacy in West Plains. People are transferring their prescriptions to the Medicine Shop because they have free delivery within a 10-mile radius of West Plains. And they are a locally owned, independent pharmacy with drive-through and curbside pickup. Switch to Medicine Shop Pharmacy, located next to Brookhaven Healthcare on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. Online at westplains.medicineshop.com or download our RX local app to get more information, refill reminders, and more.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
We're ready to go in the fourth quarter, 21-5. West Plains with the lead, but Glendale
had the momentum.
They've got some momentum. They're not out of the game. They've got it deep in West Plains territory. It'll be third and 14 with the ball at the 21-yard line of West Plains. And West Plains has been able to come up with some very timely pressure on the quarterback, and this would be a good time for some more of that. Coach Heeman comes out on the field to talk to his quarterback as he moseys back over. And here we go. Big play, third down and 14. And the referee says, let's play ball. So here we go. Here's the snap on third and 14. They flush him up in the pocket, moving right, throws to the sideline, ball caught and out of bounds. And that'll be out at the 8-yard line. That
looks
is.
Looks like he passed the line of scrimmage.
Boy, it really did to me. I'm looking for something.
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing on the field. It was close, but I don't think. It's going to be fourth down and one.
Okay.
Line up in the spread set. Rex Dieter takes it, looks left, pumps it, runs it, first down to the 7-yard line. He only needed one, he got two.
He's saying we got a fumble? Nope.
Well, I think some of the kids on defense thought, oh, he didn't make it. I would have swore he got a first down.
Homer.
You know what? It could have been. When the tackle was made, he bounced.
He dove.
Yeah, he dove, and he may have been down before. Evidently, he was down before he got to the first down marker. Boy, what a big play that is. Alex Judd was right. He immediately said, oh, that's not a first down, and sure enough.
Well,
all right.
That's a break. We just need to get out of here and not have to punt down here again.
Empty backfield. Now Remy Wilson is back there with Isaiah Jones. First down from the 8. Pass over the middle, ball is bobbled. Incomplete. Flag is down on the play.
That's got to be illegal procedure or something over there.
That would have been close to a first down.
Dead ball.
So it's going to be
illegal receiver downfield. How could you have that?
Pretty quick pass. I don't know.
Yeah.
They may just take the play since the pass was incomplete.
Yeah, they did. Second down.
All right. So they're going to take the result of the play, which is an incomplete pass. And this time, Briggs Houston will line up out here to the left. That's a pretty good matchup out there with Derek Washington. Here's a snap low. Throw it to the sideline. Pass incomplete. Try to get it to Briggs, but coverage was good. The pressure was good by Glendale, and it'll be third down and 10. We've had a hard time getting Briggs the football tonight.
Yes, we have.
So Isaiah Jones will come to the near sideline, talk to Joel Wyatt.
How many catches did he have last week?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know how many he had total, but he had close to 10. About 170-some yards receiving. It was a big night. Big play here, third down. Let's see if we run the draw play here. We'll snap it back. Jones to throw, and he's sacked for a loss. Back at the one-yard line.
Is that a safety? Yes.
Oh, that is a safety. I thought he was just across the line, not the case. Second safety here in the second half. We had one at the end of the third and now one here in the fourth. That makes it 21-7. And speaking of things I haven't seen before, I don't know I've seen two safeties in a game in a while.
No, I haven't either. We've seen that and the ball off the goalpost and a few different things tonight.
Quick timeout with a score, 21-7, West Plains. They'll kick when we come back in 1 minute on KDY.
Now is the time to save on Kubota zero-turn lawnmowers at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment in Mountain Grove and West Plains. While supplies last, get 0% APR financing for up to 60 months on Kubota zero-turn mowers with no money down. Shop while supplies last at Edgler and Harper Farm Equipment. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for details.
Remember, we are names you can trust. Edgler Harper Farm Equipment and Kubota in West Plains and Mountain Grove. today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance.
Hi, this is Dave Thomas with Shelter Insurance at 214 West Main Street. Let us help you with all your insurance needs. We specialize in auto, home, life, and business. Call or text us at 256-6116.
SaveWithDave.com.
Here's the kick after the safety and the coverage, and they'll tackle the ball carrier at around the 50-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 for Glendale from there. And again, 11:27 to go, and it's a 21-7 game now. A field goal and two safeties for Glendale, and they still haven't been able to get the football into the end zone, but they're still just two scores out of time this ball game.
I guess we just give two at a time. We might run out of time, you reckon?
Well, that's a pretty good way to look at it, but I'd hate to have to rely on that.
We've gotten stagnant here in the second half.
And I think Glendale's adjusted a little bit, too, and they've become more aggressive on the defensive side, shutting down the running game. First and 10 from the 50. Dieter back to throw. He's looking right. He's throwing long down the sideline. The ball is underthrown, and the ball is tipped and incomplete.
Ball came out of his hand wrong.
I kind of wondered if maybe it hadn't been tipped, but the ball was way underthrown. It'll be second down and 10. Back deep, Will Stauffer on the coverage. It'll be second down for the Glendale Falcons. Stops the clock with 11:20 to play. They're up quick and ready to go again. Back to throw, looks right. Now runs to his left.
That's a holding call right there. He threw the flag.
And the flag comes down after a gain of 4 to the West Plains 46-yard line.
He had him by the shirt. Oh, a chop block.
So does that mean they didn't see that fairly obvious holding penalty?
No. Well, we got the penalty, so. He did. He had our guy by the shirt just holding on to him.
So the penalty will be marked back, and a big one at that. On the chop block, that's all the penalties generally are designed to protect the players, but chop block can
right.
get somebody hurt. Big penalty now. Ball is at the 35-yard line of Glendale. They got to get to the West Plains 40. Dieter steps up. He looks. He throws it over the middle. High pass. Ball is deflected, incomplete.
He just has all day to throw.
Ryland Kinslow on the coverage that time. The pass incomplete at the Glendale 45. And you would, you know, with the fact that we've just rushed three people tonight, been able on occasion to get some really good pressure on the quarterback, which is kind of hard to do when you've got five people blocking up front against three down linemen. Here's a big play, third down and 25. Dieter with no pressure, a little holding on the outside. He'll step up in the pocket, and now pressure comes from the backside. Throw up the field, incomplete, and out of bounds. That ball could not have been caught in bounds anyway. And it'll be fourth down and 25, and as much as they may hate to, Glendale's going to have to punt it again.
We're putting a spy on him, and he takes off running. It's just he's having all day to throw, though.
I believe there may have been a holding penalty. Nope, illegal man downfield against Glendale.
Decline it.
They'll decline that on fourth. It'll be fourth down and 25, and Glendale will have to punt the ball back. And going back to the previous punt, Mike, we talked about catching the punt,
right?
Not letting it roll. That eventually resulted
in the first safety.
In the first safety, and so we want to get this ball somewhere across the 30-yard line, if we can.
The second one, we made a good defensive stand. We just couldn't move the ball afterwards. There's a good punt.
Boy, a big, booming punt. Back is Kinslow, 22-yard line, runs to his left. Can he get to the corner? Puts a stiff arm on, 30, 35-yard line and out of bounds. And West Plains will have good field position to start this drive.
Well, we need to move the ball here, Harlan. Get something going. Burn some clock. 10.5 left, 10:43 left.
Well, one thing about it, now the safeties notwithstanding, but we haven't turned the ball over tonight.
No.
And that's one reason we're in the lead.
Let's don't jinx it here, okay?
You're a very superstitious person.
I am.
I formation. Receivers left. Handoff running left. Remy Wilson found a little gap. He'll get to the 38 and be driven back after a gain of three. And now flag comes down. That's going to be against Glendale, I believe. The official was standing back there amongst all those kids. Somebody must have said something.
Chattering a little bit, you think?
A little chirping going on. And the referee will walk toward the Glendale side because they're going to demand, who's that on? We'll know when they come trotting off the field here in just a little bit.
You know, notice something about our team, that we used to get a lot of those stupid penalties like that, and we don't seem to get that anymore.
You know, last week we had a couple of plays that were near the sideline, near the boundary, and there was some contact.
Right.
And plays like that last year is about a coin toss whether or not we'd get a 15-yard penalty.
Right, for chirping and chattering. Not being disciplined.
Players would, we'd have some contact, and they just got up and went back to the huddle, and that's the way you're supposed to do it. Unsportsmanlike.
Here we go. That'll help.
15 across the 50-yard line all the way to the Glendale 47.
If we could punch one in, that would put a lot of pressure on them. Make it back another three-score game. Make it score quick.
On first down. Handoff, Remy Wilson. Big hole up the middle, 45 to the 44.
Another flag came out.
And maybe the 43-yard line.
Here comes back our penalty we just got.
Doggone it. Another holding penalty. That'll be on the Zizzers. Man. We can't stand prosperity here. We get it, then we give it back.
Getting tired.
Well, when you got a block up front and you got this kid going to Tennessee, this Kellen Lindstrom, you're going to get some holding penalties along the way during the ball game.
But I think they've got a couple more in there that's pretty good size, pretty athletic.
Two receivers right, now the staggered I formation to the right. Fake the toss, back to throw. Isaiah's got time, deep down the middle of the field. Ball is high and incomplete. They're trying to get it down the field to Briggs Houston, but a little too far. But at least it was out of reach of everybody, and it'll bring up now second down. Second and 20. From the West Plains, 43. 10:01 to go in the ball game. And when you play Glendale, your game is always going to last a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
And normally we're done by now.
But we don't have to drive 2 hours home.
That's right. Big break. Back to throw it. Jones, underneath, pass caught. And Briggs Houston, I think, the receiver, and he got upended across the 50 near the original line of scrimmage at around the 47.
Picked up about 9 or 10 yards.
Kinslow gets credit for the catch that time instead of Briggs. Briggs was going downfield on the play. So now, third down and 12, clock running again. So this is a kind of a curious situation. What do you choose to do here?
Pick up the first down.
That would be a good idea. Motion man left. Back to throw it. Jones pumps, throws. Nothing. Ball caught. And Briggs Houston got tackled by the shoestring out there in the flat. He picked up a yard. Well, he probably ended up getting a yard, yard and a half, and that's about it. So now with 9:04 and counting, we're going to punt the football.
The ball.
And if you can kick it in a directional fashion, it wouldn't be too bad an idea if you kick that thing out of bounds down here inside the 15, 20-yard line and avoid any kind of return. Here's the rush. Got it away. And the ball is in the middle of the field. And they'll let it go. Thank you very much. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Inside the 4 to about the 3-yard line. And that worked wonderfully. 48-yard punt No, actually more like 44-yard punt with no return.
A lot of roll.
These turf fields, you can get a good roll on a ball.
You can. You know, the NFL is trying to get away from these turf fields, getting everything back to grass again.
I think the Players Association would prefer their
just
guys
injuries,
play on grass.
Yes, injuries and things.
And the grass fields anymore are
they're
so close to being like turf,
right?
The artificial stuff. All right, if you're West Plains, now it's time to be awake. 8:30 to go in the secondary. They haven't tried to pop one long yet, and now they're back at their own three. Here's a first down pass up and down, then they get a big rush on the quarterback and a sack on the play. It's actually be a gain of one as, again, Alex Judd on the tackle, so it won't count as a sack. He picked up a yard, but they were going to go the pump and go up the right sideline, and they didn't have time to do it.
It was well covered. I mean, both teams are staying hooked up. A lot of running tonight.
Back to the quarterback on the snap, second and nine. Deep down the left sideline. High ball, almost intercepted. And Rylan Kinslow had a crack at that one, but it went through his hands at the 27-yard line of Glendale. So now, with a 21-7 score, third down and nine with 7:53 to go for West Plains. As Mike mentioned earlier, a really good crowd here tonight.
Still here.
Good reason to hang around. Here we go on third down and nine from the five of Glendale. Falcons on the snap. They'll pump it. They'll throw it to the far sideline. Ball is caught. He'll get a first down across the 15 near the 16-yard line. So a gain on the play of 11 and a first down for Glendale. And the clock will keep moving once they reset the chains.
Reset the chains. I think college is getting away from that, aren't they? As far as taking stopping the clock on a.
I don't know if they've changed it yet or not. It's been that way though for a long time. Back to pass again. Here's a throw down the field, and an out pattern is caught at the 50-yard line, and the tackle made to stop him at the 38-yard line, or that could have been 6 points. So that's a 45-yard catch and run. And Glendale is not out of it yet.
Not liking the way this is looking.
Falcons come up, and the clock running, down to 7:20 to go. Dieter to throw, looks left, goes with the run instead up the middle, and the tackle made at the 35-yard line.
Keep the clock moving.
I believe Jackson Hunter along with Alex Judd on the stop. 7 minutes and counting. 21-7. Here's the snap. Looking right. Pumps one time. Now runs to the right. And the quarterback will get a gain out of it to the 33. Tackle made after a gain of about 3 yards.
Took a few shots there, didn't he?
He did. Landon Bryant gets credit for the tackle. And every second that comes off that clock helps.
Helps.
Three wide left, two to the right. Timeout, West Plains. And you know,
probably
I think...
Probably a good time for one.
A timeout because, like you mentioned earlier, you know, here late in the game, we're going to get a little bit gassed.
Right.
And it looks like we may be a little bit gassed.
I think we're a lot of gassed, but we're hanging in there.
21-7, timeout, 6:22 to go. West Plains up by 14. Back in a minute on KDY.
For anything you need around the office, think Bureau. Office furniture? Think Bureau. Pens, paper, forms? Think Bureau. Cleaning and janitorial supplies? Think Bureau. Need supplies but you don't have time to get it? Think Bureau. They deliver. So for anything you need for the office, think Bureau. Stop by and see them just off the square in West Plains or online at thinkbureau.com. Bureau, 202 West Main in West Plains.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Dr. Pyatt is proud to be the Zizzer team physician. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
A rock chip. It starts out so small and harmless. Just a little blemish on the windshield. Then one day you climb in your car and your windshield looks like a road map. Crack after crack from side to side, top to bottom, and points in between. Don't let that happen. Go see Kevin at SMP Quality Auto Glass. He can fix rock chips and prevent it from running a race across your windshield. If you didn't catch it in time, don't worry. He installs new windshields too. SMP Quality Auto Glass. Show us your crack.
It's back to the field for more Zizzer football action on Hot Country KDY.
Kabul is beating Skyline tonight 14-0 at Urbana.
Skyline of Urbana.
Looking to see if we've got anything else. Lamar is starting to pull away now from Rogersville. It's 25-6. All right, here we go. On third down and five, 6:22 to play in the football game. West Plains up 21-7. They have held the Falcons out of the end zone tonight. Back to throw it. Deep down the left side. Good
off.
Coverage on the play. Ball is intercepted by West Plains right. In the end zone.
There we go.
I think Dylan Kinslow.
I was going to give you a high five there, but you left me hanging.
Hanging on the wall. All right, 6:14 to go, and Rylan Kinslow, who has had a dandy ball game tonight, I'm going to lean toward him for our player of the game. Absolutely.
Him and Alex Jed's played well also.
He really has. So now with 6:14 to go, are you feeling a little better now?
I'll see here. See what we do here.
Spread set. We need just to get that clock moving now. Snap, handoff, and it'll go across the 20, up near the 23-yard line, gain of about 3 on the play.
Right.
Remy Wilson on the carry. 6 minutes and counting. 21-7. West Plains 6 minutes from being 1-1 on the year. This has been a really good bounce back game.
It has been.
Under center now. Isaiah will turn, toss it left with Remy. Gets
good
a block. Gets to the corner.
Don't go out of bounds.
Turns it up. Gets knocked out of bounds.
He kept it going.
Good call by the sideline, by the line judge there, as he bounced before he got to the boundary. So the clock keeps moving. That's perhaps the best part of that play right there. And it'll be third down in about 4 at the 26-yard line.
See if we can punch this out.
Rylan Kinslow has had a game tonight. Touchdown reception. 2 of them, actually. Back to throw it. Jones.
Run.
Pulls it in. Gonna run it. Puts the pads down and gets a first down.
We're close. I don't know.
Maybe yep. A little. It's got to be a first down.
Yep.
Length of the ball. They're going to mark it on the 31. And that, I'm not going to say that's going to do it, but no. Boy, does that ever help.
Yeah, that helps a lot. They probably still have all their timeouts, though. I don't remember taking one this half. If you need a ride home from tonight's football game, the time has come.
Briggs Houston will be in the slot to the left. Running to the left. And nothing there. I mean nothing there. Remy Wilson took the handoff, took the shot, and got back to the line of scrimmage.
If you'd have told me before the game we'd held them 7 points, I would never believed you.
Oh, I would just have been like, oh, that's fantastic. But then if you just had 7 points without the aid of a touchdown.
That's right.
I wonder how long it's been since Glendale was held out of the end zone. That hasn't happened much over the years. Isaiah Jones on the snap. He's going to throw it deep down the sideline, and Briggs Houston is intercepted.
Yeah, there's a good flag.
A flag is down.
Let him run all the way back because it's coming back.
Let him eat up some time here. Briggs got pushed out of bounds while that ball was in the air. Tackle was made eventually downfield at the 25-yard line of West Plains, but that's not going to count.
That was pretty obvious. And it was right in front of us.
Right down here in front of us on the sideline, running from right to left, south to north. And that, my friends, is going to be another first down.
Surely they won't call offensive or something.
Well, if he did it, he did it falling out of bounds.
Yep, here we go.
Pass interference against Glendale.
I don't know what they were discussing, really.
I don't either. Well, it's a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. Which is a rule that, think about a tight football game toward the end, and you have to throw the ball long. Well, if you're 60
right,
yards away,
why don't you interfere?
Why don't you just tackle them?
Yeah, that's right.
It's going to be, if they're going to score a touchdown, if it looks like they will, you just tackle them and take the 15-yard penalty. So I'm not so sure inside maybe the last minute of the game. Maybe that shouldn't be a spot foul where they move it to where the interference took place.
He shoved him out of bounds.
He did.
When he came through there, bumped him. It was a pretty good bump.
No doubt. Well, yeah, it was a big bump, all right.
I don't know what's taking so long here. Now we're having another discussion.
Well, they hadn't moved the chain, so they remember where the ball was. Now it just needs to be marked off where it should be, which should be up around the 45 or 46-yard line. 46, probably.
Now what? Now they're calling something on us.
Offsetting penalties.
Oh, brother. What was the first penalty?
It could have been an illegal substitution, but I'm not sure.
Okay. That's what was taking so long.
So it's first down and 10. Again.
Let's run the same play and get the penalty. How do you think?
Yeah, and without the other one, yeah, we'll be in good shape. But that was about as obvious a pass interference call as you'll ever see in your entire life.
If it's first and 10, I'd like to see him run the ball here a little bit, Harlan, and not pass it.
I'm all for that. Are we going to get another timeout? Well, they're going to mark off a penalty. That may be a 15-yard penalty. It is. I think they called someone for unsportsmanlike conduct for Glendale. They sure moved the ball up to the 46-yard line, which is where it would have been had it just been a pass interference call.
I don't know what's going on here. I'm lost.
I don't think we're the only ones. Well, maybe one of these officials can call and tell my wife where I've been this extra time that we're spending out here tonight as we hit the 9:43 mark. It's not going to compare with that one a few years ago in Springfield, though.
Right. But you guys were late last week because it started late.
Yep.
And that's a little further drive to Bolivar, 30 miles. Actually.
Man alive, am I ever. I've been to Bolivar so many times in the last couple of years for football,
yeah,
for basketball. I went 1 month six times to Bolivar in basketball season.
The Grizzlies?
High school. Speaking of the Grizzlies, Jared Fay, the head coach of the Grizzlies. I went over and watched Grizzly basketball practice.
What you're saying.
Well, we are
going to
be fine. Coming to watch Grizzly basketball.
Get that going.
We've got some real good athletes who can play. And a lot of kids that can really shoot the basketball.
Duco basketball has really changed, though, hadn't it, over the years, what it was.
Well, prep schools has really hurt junior college basketball.
We still don't know what's going on here. We've been 5 minutes discussing this penalty.
And you know what they're going to do? They're going to put the ball down more than likely. Then move it back, and who knows. 3:38 to go. We could have took a two-minute timeout here if we'd known this was going to happen.
Do we get paid overtime?
No. Well,
no.
We can
I don't get
claim it.
It
in time. Let's see what the.
Now
and now West Plains is going back to the huddle. Well, for the love of Mike, let's take a Renfro. Let's take a timeout. With a score, 21-7, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
West Plains football continues now on Hot Country KDY.
Well, the referee is over talking to Joel Wyatt. Whatever he's telling him, Joel is not happy at all. He was unhappy last week, and for pretty good reason, many times.
I think here we go back.
They're going. This is just silly.
Are they giving them the ball?
I am totally confused.
How would they give them the ball?
How would they give them the football here? This is just... Well, Glendale's going to get the football with 3:38 to go, and I have no idea why. There was a pass interference and another call against West Plains. They show an unsportsmanlike penalty, and they're going to move the football all the way down to the 23-yard line. We have no idea. No idea what's going on.
It was offsetting penalties, but how did they get the ball?
How did they get the ball back?
What's going on?
Greg Simpkins is over there.
He doesn't even know.
He doesn't. Well, if Greg doesn't know, nobody does. What is this? How does Glendale have the football? This makes no sense.
He's coming over to tell us.
3:38 to play, and the Falcons have it. They get another shot. Rolling out to the left and out of bounds, and that'll stop the clock with out of bounds at the 32-yard line. So, evidently, they intercepted the pass on what we thought was pass interference. Did they call pass interference against us? Was that what it was? I don't know. Third down and five, or second down and five. Pass out to the flat. Catch is made. Hold him in bounds, boys. And they do, and that keeps the clock running with 3:25 to go.
That's probably the worst call I've ever seen.
That's about as screwy as anything I've ever seen in a football game.
We've seen a lot of stuff tonight.
Gee whiz. That's pretty weak. And now flags are down on the snap, of course. 3:19 to play. Now what are you going to call? Illegal procedure against Glendale, so they'll probably move the ball upfield.
We'll have to get some clarification on that because it was obvious pass interference. And then I don't know what happened after that.
And I really didn't notice anyone picking the pass off to begin with. Here we go. Clock running again. Dieter throws to the sideline, near sideline. Catch made. They hem him in. Tackle made, and that clock will keep rolling. 3:09 to play. When they came over and explained to Joel Wyatt what was going on, Joel just about had a meltdown. Second down short. Pass underneath, missed tackle. Tackle made inside the 10 at the 9-yard line. They'll stop the clock while they move the chains down the field and then start them again, and Glendale will be ready to snap it as soon as they get set. They'll start the clock now. First and goal. Pass to the
pick
corner.
It.
Ball is going to be tipped and incomplete.
He read it. He just didn't catch it.
Ryland Kinslow out there to make the play. 2:44 to go. by all rights, we still should have the football, and we should be running the clock out.
We should be, but we're not.
21-7. Dieter with five wide, looks left, throws it to the corner, ball is high and incomplete.
It does help when you get down there and squeezes the field down a little bit, so that's to our advantage.
You read my mind, because you don't have nearly the room to work with, and if you're a defensive back, you don't have to worry about your back. No. You're looking up, you're staying, keeping things in front of you and breaking on the ball. Now, third down. Back to throw from the 9. A little flare pass over the middle. That's not going to do anything. Tackle made at the 8.
So we're ball game play right here.
Yep. Norton on the stop along with Alex Judd again. Awesome. 2:30. Did they call a timeout? Is being called on the field. It's fourth down and goal for the Falcons. We're back in a minute on KDY.
Summer isn't over yet, and there's still time for adventure. Whether you need navigation, all-wheel drive, towing capability, or third-row seating, Bailey Chevrolet GMC has the SUV to get you there.
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come test drive the sport utility for your next adventure today. Find new roads.
Go 4693111. Bailey's team is going to get it done.
Since 1993, Howell County Habitat for Humanity has built 29 homes and will be starting their 30th this year. They do it to provide a decent and affordable place to live for partnered families. Habitat for Humanity brings people together to build homes, communities, and hope, celebrating 30 years in business. Find out more on Facebook and at the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard, or visit howellcountyhabitat.org.
Nope.
We come back to play on fourth down. Pass to the right sideline to the corner is incomplete, and West Plains has held on defense and will get the ball back. And now this time perhaps we'll be able to run the clock out. What a job by the West Plains defense tonight, keeping Glendale out of the end zone.
I think Glendale has one timeout left, possibly. I know they just took one, but they might have two.
There will be a point in this possession where they cannot stop the clock. Maybe on the third down play, but whatever. And if we get a first down, the game's over.
Right.
Because we'll be taking a knee at that point. Isaiah Jones, and boy, they're going to be bringing the house. Ball is at the 10-yard line. Jones toss play running to the left. And a good run gets it across the 15-yard line.
He ran hard.
Nice pickup on the play that time. Jackson Taylor, the ball carrier that time, and he's a little banged up as he gets up and comes off the field. But that was a good run. The ball snapped at the 9, so he gets to the 16, gain of 7. And now another timeout called on the field by Glendale. 2:16 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Did you know periodic maintenance is needed to keep your well, pump, and pressure tank running as they should? A to Z Pump Service offers parts and maintenance for your well. Have your well, tank, and pump checked annually. Stay ahead of potential problems and save money with regular maintenance. Call A to Z Pump Service and schedule your well maintenance today. 417-256-8089. A to Z Pump Service. We are pumping to please.
Now it's more Zizzer football excitement on Hot Country KDY.
Back with Mike here in the booth, Mike Renfro, as we
finish this thing up.
2:16 to go with second down and 3. Again, I'll mention the fact that Dawson Howell hasn't had many chances tonight, but if there was ever a custom-made situation to give him the football.
3-yard play right here would be huge.
3-yard play would mean a victory. Dawson is back there at fullback, offset with Remy Wilson. Let's see if Big 44 gets it here.
And they moved, or we did.
Somebody moved before the snap. Somebody flinched after one of the Glendale linemen made a little jab step like they were coming on the count, but that's going to move West Plains back five. So that hurt. Now it's second down and eight.
Changes a little bit.
A little bit, but probably not too much. Ball's on the 11.
I'm not putting it in error here. I don't know about you, but...
No. Under center, Isaiah Jones with a single back. Motion man from the left end. And now a turn and a handoff. And nothing.
So they call timeout? Yep. That's their last one.
So it'll be third down, and we'll take our last timeout during regulation. 2:10 to go with the score. West Plains 21 and Glendale 7. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. A winning team starts with a winning spirit. Hey, this is Ashton Judd, proud Zither and Mizzou Tiger, to tell you about the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance. They have a team of winners that can help you find the right insurance at the right price. I knew the day the Zither girls went to the state title game that our winning spirit would prevail. Be a winner and call Ozark Hills Insurance for a quote today with offices in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you happen to be in an accident, keep this in mind. You have a choice in who tows your vehicle. So make the right choice and call 256-7628 for J&J Recovery and Towing of West Plains. They answer the calls 24-7. They will get to you fast and take your vehicle to the destination of your choosing. So if you're in a wreck, breakdown, or whatever reason you might need a tow, make the right choice and call J&J Recovery and Towing, 256-7628.
The Scissors play here on today's Hot New Country, KDY.
All right. It's third down and 10. West Plains up 21-7. 2:10 to go. Third and 10 for West Plains from their own 9-yard line. Out of the gun, Jones will keep it on the snap. Quarterback draw right up the middle. Runs over somebody. Got up to the 19-yard line. That may be a first down. Give us a spot.
Read my mind.
If they mark that on the 20, that's the ball game right there. It's a first down for West Plains. Isaiah Jones was not running sideways. He was going south to north, the straight line, and that will cause some fireworks to go off.
They're loaded up over there.
So the play clock is down to 10. You're going to have to hurry up. And they'll run to the line of scrimmage, as they should, with four on the play clock. Running at 1:37 on the game clock. Running play right up the middle. Cover it up with two hands and pick up three yards. That'll be about it. And the clock will keep running with 1:28 to go.
I think we've got this in the bag.
And, you know, the defense gets a huge pat on the back for the way they play.
They have.
This is a hard team to defend, hard team to play against.
They're athletic.
Brock Kanagi over in the booth next to us with the coaching staff watching over all this. Under a minute to go. Snap, handoff, Remy, hit, hold on to it. Took a real shot right there at the very end. And that... Well, we're going to have to snap it one more time, aren't we?
Take a knee.
Take a knee, that's right. Take a knee, I forgot about that. And this football game is going to be over, and West Plains is going to win it 21-7, and they'll have kept Glendale from scoring a touchdown tonight. What a heck of a good job by the coaching staff, by the players.
They scored 46 last week.
46 on Waynesville. And here comes the... victory formation, they call it. 5 seconds to go. A knee, and the game is over. West Plains wins it 21-7 over Glendale tonight, and the fireworks go off again. So a timeout. We'll come back and wrap it up after these words on KDY.
Frequent 99.
this is Roadrunner for Junkyard Dog. You got your ears on? Come on. 10-4, what can I do for you? I just passed you, son. Where'd you get all that chrome and them chicken lights? Come back. Rick's Truck Repair. They got the biggest selection of chrome and LED lights within 100 miles, and they're my go-to place for repair, so I'm not down for long. Mercy me, my Rick's got some issues. What's there, 20? They're on South 63 in West Plains next to Highland Dairy. This is the Roadrunner, and I am headed to Rick's Truck Repair. I am gone.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring. In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Your insurance is only as good as your agency, and we're one of the best in the nation. Dave Thomas, Shelter Insurance, your friend in the insurance business.
SaveWithDave.com.
Howell County Habitat for Humanity continues to build homes for families who qualify. It happens through generous people like yourself who have the means to contribute. One way is to donate unneeded items to the Habitat Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains. They accept clean, used furniture, appliances, household items, and more. They will sell these items in the store to help fund building Habitat homes in Howell County. Go to HowellCountyHabitat.org or visit the Restore on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
There are two types of to-dos. To-dos you want to do, and to-dos you gotta do. Hopping on your Coyote tractor to plow a little patch of heaven on your land is a want-to-do. But flossing before a dentist appointment so they don't suspect that flossing is a never-do, that's a gotta-do. For all the to-dos you want to do, check out the many models of hard-working Coyote CS, CX, and CK tractors. For the gotta-dos, well, Godspeed. Coyote, we dig dirt. Stop in and see my parents, Scott and Crystal Brown, at Lynch Equipment in West Plains.
Hey, Zither fans, I need you all to hear me. Hey, everyone, this is Ashton Judd with Mizzou Tiger Basketball. It took me years of practice to get where I am today. I love being a Zither and playing on a winning team. That's why I chose the winning team at Ozark Hills Insurance to take care of my insurance, and you should too. They have a team of agents that will treat you like family with the best coverage at the best price. Get a quote today from Ozark Hills Insurance with offers in West Plains and Mountain Home. Go Zizzers!
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Rooted in our communities, Simmons goes beyond banking. We're your friendly neighbor. Committed to fostering strong community bonds, we proudly invest in our local schools. When you're in need of banking services, Simmons Bank is here for you. Whether you're striving towards your goals or aiming for financial success, count on Simmons Bank to be your partner every step of the way. To discover a nearby branch, simply visit SimmonsBank.com. Simmons Bank, member FDIC.
Hey, Zizzer fan, tonight, after the game, tune in to the Fox 96.9 for The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt. It's your opportunity to call in and talk about tonight's game, hand out game balls to deserving players, and give them the recognition that they deserve. It's every Friday night after the games on the Fox 96.9. It's The Locker Room Show with me, James Hurt, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Ozark Conference football excitement continues now with the Zizzers on KDY.
21-7, West Plains beats Glendale tonight. They keep them out of the end zone, which is really a great achievement. The player of the game for us this evening will be Ryland Kinslow, who had a great game. He scored in the second quarter on a 39-yard touchdown pass from Isaiah Jones. to give West Plains their first lead, and then he scored 4 minutes later on a 27-yard touchdown pass from Isaiah Jones. It was 14-3 at that point. West Plains led at the half 21-3 and go on to a 21-7 win. But sort of an honorable mention to Alex Judd, right, who had a big game tonight. I'll tell you, the defense really deserves a lot of credit.
The whole team did. It was a team effort. We really made the adjustment there early in the first quarter, and I don't know. Like you said, we kept them out of the end zone. I would have never thought we could do that, but we did. So it was a good ball game.
A good bounce-back game. After you lose a tough game last week, 42-38, like the Zizzers did at Bolivar, they come back here tonight, and they really tighten the screws defensively. And so you think Bolivar scoring 42 on it, what's Glendale going to do to us? That just goes to show it just doesn't work like that. So next week we're going to be in Springfield playing at Hillcrest High School, and Paul Knight will be alongside. I want to thank Mike Renfro for being so kind to come up here and do this tonight.
It's fun to do.
It's fun. That's right. It is fun, and it's more fun when you win.
Best seats in the house up here.
You bet. 21-7, your final score. For Nate Hudson in the studio, Drew Joyce handling the video across the way, and Mike Renfro. Again, your final is West Plains 21 and Glendale 7. Good night from McDonald's Field at Zizzer Stadium.
West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY has been brought to you by
A to Z Pump Service, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac, Bureau, by Butler Heating and Air, Domino's Pizza, Don's Auto Service, Edgler and Harper, Habitat for Humanity, J&J Recovery, Monty's Outdoors, Ozark Hills Insurance, Ozarks Healthcare, and Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. Also brought to you by Pepsi Mid-America, by Peterbilt, Rick's Truck Repair, Shelter Mutual Insurance, Simmons Bank of West Plains, SMP Quality Auto Glass, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby Agent, Taylor Grubaugh Buick GMC Chevrolet, The Medicine Shop, West Plains Lock and Key, Wilbanks Tire, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and by Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply.
West Plains Zizzers football on Hot Country KDY is a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports, a division of the Ozark Radio Network.